now hear this. All hands report aboard the good ship, Mail Call. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now we've cast off all lines, the ship is leaving its mooring, and we're all set for another cruise aboard the good ship Mail Call. And here to skipper us through the next half hour is 5'7" of velvety eyes, amber hair, and a figure that puts a... on every man's lips, Columbia Pictures' lovely Janice Carter.
That was nice, thank you. Hi there, and welcome aboard. I hope you're all set for 30 minutes of the best in entertainment, because we're setting our course by the stars. And believe me, we've got plenty of stars on hand to see that we steer a straight course to music and merriment. And just to show you what I mean, here comes the Charioteers to accompany your favorite crooner in an opening song. Fellows, here's the one and only Bing Crosby.
You've got to accent, chew it the positive, V-E, limb, mine it the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did it do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accent, rate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between.
Accent, jump, we hit the positive, eliminate the negative, that's right on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy right up to the maximum, bring bloom right down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do?
Just when everything looked so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch right on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
And here's Lawrence Malkiel.
Oh, Bing, that was fine.
Well, thank you, Lawrence. It's nice of you to say that.
Yes, it is. while you were singing that song, I was thinking what a racket you got.
Racket? What do you mean?
Well, you go up to a microphone, you go boo, 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 a few times, and you make a fortune.
And you make it sound pretty easy.
Yes, and you don't even have to wear a blue tie.
Lawrence, I wasn't going to say anything, but as long as you started it, when it comes to rackets, that opera routine, you know, that's a pretty good breeze in itself. That's a fair touch. What a cinch. You learn six tunes, and your worries are over. From then on, you can live on shortening bread.
Oh, no.
What place?
Oh, no. It's more difficult than that. The words to operatic arias are very hard to learn.
What's the difference? You can sing them in Russian, French, Spanish. Nobody understands them anyway. I sing in English.
Oh, yes. You gotta accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Show me that funk in Wagner.
Well, now, let's face it, Melk. That opera department is really off the cuff. You can bat that stuff out by the yard. What does an opera star do? He strolls into the Met, he climbs into a fancy costume, and he sticks on a handful of false hair, and...
You could use a handful. Opera is very difficult. You have to practice and practice.
Yeah, well, how about Don't Fence Me In? Could you handle a thing like that?
Bad. Don't Fence Me In. Oh, who can get up and sing Don't Fence Me In?
I don't think you could. There isn't enough lumber around here. I think the whole thing is a pushover, really.
Maybe you think you could perform an opera just like that?
Well, could be.
That I would like to see. What opera do you have in mind?
Well, I know a little thing called Lasagne al forno alle Parma di prosciutto, Caffè Pizza Scalapino Espresso Fettuccine. So three red points.
What? So what does that mean translated?
Translated? That means one meatball. Incidentally, I may tell you that this opera was written as a duet. Would you care to have a go at it with me?
Well, I never heard of an opera called One Meatball.
I have a copy right here, and it's all written out. I, of course, shall sing the legitimate libretto, and you, well, you'll know when you come to it. Maestro, l'opera.
An eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through, see what 15 cents could do. He told the waiter near at hand one simple dinner he had planned. Were startled, one and all, to hear the waiter call. Da 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 dee dee da da.
Meatballs!
For 15 cents, oh!
What meatballs!
Lace it with a pimento.
He would have all but one meatball.
The little man felt ill at ease and said, "Some bread, sir, if you please." The waiter's voice roared down the hall, "You get no bread with one." Meatball.
One meatball.
Don't think I'm daring.
One meatball.
Shouldn't smell from herring.
Don't get no bread with.
Oh, what a duet. Grand opera beware. And now let's get Lawrence Melchior back on deck to favor us with a legitimate aria from the opera Tosca. Here is E Luce Van La Stella. Wonderful. Simply wonderful. Thank you, Lawrence Melchior, for coming aboard the good ship Mail Call. And now, fellows, let's get back to your old...
Listen, madam, you cannot come in without a ticket.
Who can't come in? Stand back or I'll break the door down!
Now, madam, please, please!
Oh. Well, here I am. Oh, me aching back.
Well, Cass Daly, look at that.
Where's that opera singer? I want to audition for the Met.
Wait a minute. Wait. Back off. Whoa. Time there. You mean Lawrence Melchior?
Yes, right who. You see, I want to get into the Metropolitan, and that boy is my boy, thing.
You mean you want to be a prima donna?
Sure enough. What have them fat dames got that I can't have inflated?
What are you charging for, gal? What's all the rush here? What's all the sudden interest in an operatic career?
Well, you see, Bing, my teacher says now's the time. My voice is ripe.
Ripe?
Yes, sir. And if I wait any longer, it'll get squashy.
I don't know, Cassie. You think you're suited for opera? Sopranos must have very powerful voices.
Powerful?
Yeah.
Listen, Jack, I sing that trolley song so loud the passengers ask for transfers.
That's what they
trolley,
do.
Trolley? Well, there's no opera about a trolley, Cass. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're wrong, Bink. Ain't you heard the bell song from Push the Button?
Never knocked that. No, Cass.
Oh, now, come on, Bing. Leave me to that mail cure guy.
Oh, now, Cass, it's useless. Lawrence specializes in Wagnerian opera, Wagnerian roles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll take a dozen.
No, you don't understand. Wagner is a composer. What composers are you familiar with?
Oh, lots of them, lots of them. Rimsky, Korsakoff, just to mention a few, you see. Well, don't worry about me, bub. I've been in lots of operas.
Like what? What do you
mean? Well, like Carmen, for instance. Boy, I'll never forget that Toreador scene. What a sensation!
Your voice?
No, I backed into the bull's horns.
What happened? What happened there?
Well, it was the first time in history a soprano ever finished her solo from the second balcony.
Oh, we gotta face it, Cass. We must face facts. You're not built to be a prima donna. You're too skinny.
Well, in that case, why haven't you tried it, Lumpy?
Lumpy? Just a minute, Cass. I may have a few extra pounds, but that's what gives my voice its... It's forzando. That's...
I see.
That's how I get my pear-shaped tones.
Yeah, but it looks funny. Pear-shaped tones from an avocado, mm-hmm. Let's face it.
You may jest if you like, and you only do mildly, may I say, but that added weight is quite necessary. After all, when you're singing, you have to reach all the people in the theater.
With your stomach? Well, anyway, if that's your only objection to my opera career, Bing, it's all taken care of. My last performance... I stuffed a great big pill inside of my costume.
That's quite an idea. How'd it work out?
Great until the third act.
What happened?
Well, the pillow broke and I snowed on the orchestra for 10 minutes. But Bingo, this is getting us nowhere. I came here to sing opera and I'm gone.
I was afraid of that.
Yes, sir. Now stand back. This may stunt your growth. Father, come to see me. There. Don't you think I'm ready, Bing?
For opera, no, but for hawking halibut, could be.
Well, if a sample ain't enough, I'll give you a hunk of the real thing. Start the music,
yes,
boys.
Yes, I got it. Now.
We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we both pretend it would never. Isn't that beautiful, huh? One day we cried together, cast love aside together. Ah, you're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be together. Together, 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 together. Oh, salt and pepper, they go together. Red and
butter, they go together. Dad and mother, they go together. Why can't we go together, huh? Crosby, they go together. George and Gracie, they go together. Shaky and Tracy, they go together. Why can't we go together, huh? One day we stole the land together.
Daily, that was terrific. And now, fellows, at your request, we're bringing back a very swell group of youngsters that make up a wonderful vocal combo. They were with us very recently, and you've asked for them again. So here they are, the Crew Chiefs. Thanks for joining us again today. Incidentally, that tune was repeated at the request of the fire control chief, Gordon Anderson. Now let's get back to the king of them all, old faithful Bing Crosby, as he gives out with that grand favorite of a few years back, More and More. Bing?
Thank you.
more and more this heart of mine confesses. More and more I'm caught in your caresses, warmed by the breath of your sigh, cooled by the blue of your eyes. More and more I find it more than thrilling. To share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
Thanks ever so much, Bing Crosby. Really fine. And now, fellows, I see that we're once again approaching our mooring. And that means it's time for me to bid you adieu. This is your skipper, Janice Carter, saying keep those letters coming in. So long, and very smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Signatures on tonight's log include Bing Crosby, Lauritz Melchior, the Charioteers, Cass Daly, the crew chiefs, and of course your beautiful skipper, Janice Carter. And remember, another mail call will be coming your way when you hear... This is Roger Rooney speaking for the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.